You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 975. Today's Devo is called Countdown to the Cross, Day 5.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Well, happy Good Friday, everybody. It is Good Friday. It is a very special day in the calendar. It is a very special weekend ahead of us. Again, we hope you have your outfits ready. We hope you have your family ready to go on Easter Sunday. But today, let's just take in all that has happened with Jesus in our word. And Pastor Mary, my mom, is going to lead us in a beautiful devotional. But we encourage you, even after today, on Saturday and on Sunday, really take this time to get in your word, get in prayer, and remember why we celebrate Easter Sunday yes. and Good Friday. And make this weekend special for you and your family, because it is a beautiful Easter Sunday. It's going to be unforgettable for all of us. And we hope that this devotional blesses you. So, Mom, take it away.
You know, I have so loved being here 5 days in a row with you. It has been such a beautiful thing to, for our own purposes, to go through the stages and the steps to the cross. And today we would have found ourselves with Jesus going to the cross, being Good Friday. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, but for those of us who are Christians, we know it wasn't a Black Friday. It wasn't a dark Friday. It wasn't a bad Friday. It was a Good Friday.
Amen.
Now, those disciples and the people around Jesus in that moment did not know it was a Good Friday. They couldn't understand, how did we get here? How is Jesus on this cross dying, our Savior, our Messiah? And let's look at the verse that we're going to do our devotional on today. It's John 19, and it's verses 28 through 30. Later, knowing that everything had been finished, and so that Scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I'm thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, and so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now, the most important detail of this verse, I believe, is the 28th verse, where it starts saying, later, knowing that everything had now been finished, Jesus was completely in control, even on the cross. He was waiting for everything to be fulfilled, all of Scripture to be fulfilled, to say, I'm thirsty. I know what I came to do, to die on this cross, to sacrifice, to bear the weight, to carry the sins of the world. It is done now. Scripture has been fulfilled. I am ready to go. And he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. The Bible doesn't say he died. The Bible doesn't say they took his life. He gave up his life. But I think the most compelling moment is understanding what was to come. That he gave his life when he knew he had control of that moment, complete control of the cross. And he sacrificed it. He willingly gave for you and for me, knowing that all had been fulfilled. How does that apply to us today as we're driving to work and we're facing a very busy, very high-pressure job? Listen, you can say in your life as a believer, the work that Jesus did at Calvary, it is finished. It is done. I don't have to carry the weight of my sin. I don't have to carry the weight of my shame. I do not have to carry the weight of my past. It's finished. Jesus did all the work at Calvary, to be specific and to fulfill everything he came to do. There's strategy involved here, Stephanie. This is not just some picture of a man that said, I am a God and I will give this great sacrifice, and we just followed him for no reason. No, this is the Savior of the world, the Messiah. He is God in flesh who gave his life for you and I. Very strategically, very prophetically, so that we could tie what happened yesterday and what happens today, and then what prophetically happens all together. We could connect all those dots and see the beautiful picture that here's the promise. Resurrection is available to you and it is available to me.
Amen.
Sunday's coming. Resurrection power is in your life. You can rest in that today. You can rest knowing that Jesus, who gave his life for you, said, "It's finished. It's done. I've done what I came to do." And he did it for you, and he continues to do it for you, and he did it for me. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the work at Calvary. We thank you that it is a Good Friday, regardless of the sorrow, of the pain that you endured, the stripes that were on your back, the crown of thorns that you had to wear. All of that was for us, that we would not have to suffer any longer, that your death would not be in vain. Thank you, God, that you finished the work at Calvary for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.